RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Oh, well, I certainly... they don't give me a vote, but I would. There's nobody else that we want as our quarterback, or that I want as our quarterback. And so to be able to do that, and as the plays go through the progression, somebody asked me this week about progression and different things. I said, just throw to the guy that's open as soon as you work through your progression. And I think he did that, and some really good designs, but also some great execution.
Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel. We'll put a pin in this topic, Fitzy. I'd like to revisit. I think Mike Vrabel thinks playing quarterback in the NFL is easier than it is. He seems to, like, really make it sound, just throw to the guy who's open. Thanks, coach.
Yeah. Oh, is that how it works?
So let's revisit that at a later point when we talk about his thoughts on offense and coordinators and play calls and designs. I think he thinks it's easier to play quarterback than maybe it is. But we are asking a question, 617-779-7937. If you accept the fact that all the teams in the playoffs this year are going to be flawed. All 14 teams are going to have some sucky. And by the way, the word sucky, the text line really, really ran off with it. They really enjoyed that word. And
jeez, why is that?
In a lot of reply texts.
If we could have. I will say, Andy, weakness or fallibility, lousiness, all of that was out there.
But sucky.
Yeah, let's try some of those new ones.
Nope, let's just stick with that. The Patriots, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, before we get to the phone lines, because there's a great question from the first caller on the board today. But if I asked you, what is the sucky part of the Patriots heading into the postseason, what would you say it is?
Their run defense. It has been pretty sucky.
Retort to that it'll be fine when Milton Williams and Robert Spillane are back on the field?
Well, we don't know what kind of condition. It should be better, but we don't know. Like, I need, you know, I hate to say it, I kind of need to see it.
Okay. I have faith it'll be better when Milton returns.
Oh, good. Faith and $50 will get you 2 hot dogs and 2 large beers at the game.
617-779-7937. Let's go to the phone lines. Franco and Lynn has an interesting question. What's up, Franco?
What's up, fellas? Happy holidays. I woke up in a great mood. I had Brock Purdy plus 6,000 for 2 touchdowns, and I put $100 and I woke up with $6,100 in my account.
Whoa! Let's go!
Guys, my question is, you hear all these pundits, right, talking about, oh, it's fool's gold, they're not really that good. I'm curious, when they go into these games, and they win these games, 13 of them clearly, are other teams and other players saying, oh, wow, these guys are good. These guys are the real deal. And does that word get around? I'm sure the coaches are saying, hey, this is a good football team. Don't listen to what you hear. Again, love the show. Happy holidays, guys. I'll take my comments off the air.
Thanks, Franco.
Franco, right. $6,100. That's a nice, nice little get post holidays.
I went to bed bemoaning the fact that I was one T. Higgins catch away from cashing in bigly last night on an eight legger. Speaking of which, it was nice to not have to worry about the six pack parlay this weekend.
Yeah, we didn't have to worry about that. We didn't win, which makes it the same. We didn't play one, but we also didn't win, which makes it the same.
Cost anyone any money.
First 16 weeks. So, Fitzy, other teams, other opponents, other coaches that watch the Patriots, prepare for the Patriots, lose to the Patriots, what are they saying about the Patriots? What do these teams think about the Patriots either as they prepare for them or after they prepare for them? Are they saying, paper champions, easy schedule, they're not that good? Or do you think there is respect that is earned with each of these 13 victories?
Oh, I think there's massive respect earned with each of these victories. Even though, two of them came against the Jets. Possibly two of them will come against the Dolphins. They've beaten worse teams along the way. They've also had some really close competitive games as well. I guarantee you, if you had a chance to, pick the brains of opposing coordinators, coaches, GMs, etc.
Fool's gold.
They would all say the same thing. Hey, you know what? Their schedule wasn't that hard, but they still had to pull off the win. They had to find ways not to lose. That's something that the previous iterations of this team did and did infuriatingly well the last couple of years.
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that all the, or most of, Cam, I think Cam even came around, most of the former players in the media love the Patriots, right? Like, we talk to Mark Schlereth every Tuesday. He loves everything about Drake May and the New England Patriots. Dan Orlovsky loves everything about Drake May and the Patriots. The McCourty brothers, who I know they're a little bit biased because they played here, love everything about the New England Patriots and Drake May. I find it hard to believe that guys who played the game as recently as a few years ago can gain respect for the New England Patriots watching them beat whoever they beat, right? The Titans, the Browns, the Jets, whoever, and those in the league don't. I actually think those in the league know how hard it is to win because there's other teams with easy schedules. They don't all have good records, right? Most of the teams that the Patriots picked with atop the draft last year, where are those teams now? Atop the draft.
A bunch of them are, for sure. You know what's, I think that they would hear a lot of from opposing GMs, quarterbacks, coaches, coordinators, etc. They would hear, you know what's really hard to do? It's really hard to pick the players that Mike Vrabel, Ryan Cowden, and Stretch did. They did such a good job in free agency identifying people that fit their style of play, that fit their scheme, that fit the way they wanted to go about business this year. Their draft, I mean, is it easy to say this is the best Patriots draft since 2012 easily?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think other people are going a little too far. I've seen people, even Reese was taking some tweets back and forth about, could it be the best draft ever? Okay, relax. This is a team that is drafted.
The best Patriots draft ever?
Yes. And this team has drafted multiple Hall of Famers in the same draft, or Hall of Famers and then like four other starters. So let's wait to see where it goes before we anoint it that good. But it is it's a culture shifting and foundation shifting type draft, right? We've talked about them needing one of those where you get not just high-end talent, but also contributors, starters in the mid-rounds, the Craig Woodson types that are playing such a key role. It is a great draft in that sense. So maybe the Patriots aren't winning because they just have an easy schedule. Maybe they're winning, Fitzy, because they did a really good job retooling their roster, and then they did a really good job coaching up and scheming up a really talented second-year quarterback. Could that be the reason they have 13 wins? Not just the fact that they play one of the easiest schedules we've seen in three decades? Could that be the answer?
It feels like we recently finally shook ourselves. We rid ourselves of the bane of our sports talk existence of the past five, if not more than 5 years, which was, who's more responsible, Belichick or Brady, 6-1-7? I feel like we're kind of... We're sort of traipsing towards a new one, though, Andy. Like, but Vrabel or Drake May, who's more responsible for, like...
Oh, that's easy. Drake May. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's the quarterback. I've come to this new belief. Stiz, this might be why I'm a bad gambler. I've come to this new belief. You just tell me in every game which team has the better quarterback, and I'll bet on that team. And I think over the totality of time, if I just bet... If you give me the answer genuinely and truthfully, if I just bet with the best quarterback, I think I'll win way more often than
players
I
win, coaches lose.
Yeah. That's why North Carolina stinks
fans
this year.
Fans lose.
I'm a big believer at all levels. It's the quarterback. And I think Vrabel, post-game, you see Vrabel when he gave out the game ball? Hey, it took all of us. We need a lot. But, boy, I sure am glad that we got number 10 pulling the trigger as he tosses him a game ball. Vrabel knows how important the quarterback is.
Yeah, no, he's definitely more responsible. But we can't undersell how important Mike Vrabel has been because he isn't just the coach. Like, I think he's done everything. He is the puppet
Elliot
master.
Wolf's the GM. I heard Breer tell me that on the pregame show on NBC Sports Boston. Elliot Wolf's the GM. He's the guy calling the shots, and he even alluded to the fact that Ryan Cowden could leave and that Ryan Cowden could go be a GM somewhere else, and it'll just leave you with Wolf and Vrabel as the dynamic
in
the front office.
You fall for lies. You believe
could be. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steve in Maine. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Hey.
Love the show. It's hard to pick a negative after a win like that, but if I was to think of something I was slightly nervous about going into the playoffs, it's their second half offense or their inability to make adjustments after the defensive coordinator for the other team has made their adjustments. Other than that, that's about all I can pick. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Thanks for the call, Steve.
Appreciate that, Steve.
If you wanted to be a negative Nelly from yesterday's game, did you hear Mike Vrabel, what he told? I don't know. He told somebody at halftime. I forgot her name.
Good.
He said, I want to make sure we win the second half, too. Did they win the second half, Fitzy?
They did not.
7-7, I believe, is not winning. It's called a tie. They tied the second half. And this is a team that over the course of the bulk of the season.
That's a good point by Steve.
We've talked about they don't close out games. They don't put their. Now, I don't know if you feel like this game was so out of hand that this one doesn't really count in terms
of
not.
It does not.
Okay.
I mean, Guy, when you're up 35-3, I was not the only person in content creator land or post-game radio showville who was preparing what they were going to say and how they were going to say it at halftime yesterday. I mean, like, it was 35-3. That game was over. It was over when it was 21-0. When's the last time the Jets scored over 21 points? In that crazy game against the Bengals 2 months ago? Like,
I think they'd been 2-plus weeks without a touchdown. Never mind 21 points. I think they'd been 2-plus weeks without a touchdown. Damn ball!
And just to add the numerical sense to that, the Patriots are second in terms of first quarter scoring and 29th in terms of fourth quarter scoring. So there is a numerical representation to what Steve has been saying.
Okay,
is that because they don't know how to do it or because they haven't had to?
And that's the question I would ask. Like, they don't tell you have to score in the fourth quarter to win a playoff game. Or to win a Super Bowl, right? Like, if
you have to stop the other team from scoring more than you.
Right. If you go up, if you want to score 24 points in the first half or the first quarter and win 24-21 and hang on for dear life, I believe they still hand you a ring with like 600 million diamonds on it, right? Like,
no.
Oh, it's less diamonds if you didn't score in the second half.
You're not allowed to have as many fancy jewels on it if you.
It's a scoreboard for a reason. It's a final score for a reason. The Philadelphia Eagles had 16 yards yesterday in the second half. Did you hear me right? Not 16 points. They had 16 yards, and they won, correct? They won the game, and the Bills lost?
That W doesn't have an asterisk or count for any less than any other win just because they only had 17 yards of offense in the second half.
I think we know the Patriots have arrived and they're actually good when we're looking at beauty points and nitpicking internal parts of games and all of these things. Dan Ball.
I saw this on Twitter, too. The Eagles are the first team since the Patriots in 1987 to win multiple games in a season in which they didn't complete a second half pass. How crazy is that? Multiple games and they've won them.
Wow.
Yeah. No, so like, that's my point. Like, all we care about is the victory, right? As long as you win and advance, and they've proven they can do it in different ways. We're going to get into some aspects of this game later. I think one of the sneaky, forgotten faces over the last couple weeks is Ramondre Stevenson. I think he's been phenomenal. I think he's a guy that is looking like a guy who can be a key contributor in a postseason game. The way he sets the tone on the ground, makes a few key plays in the passing game, is the outlet for Drake. But let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Tyler in the car. What's up, Tyler?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hope you had a good holiday, everybody.
Thanks.
So I got to say, at the beginning of the season, my original prediction was the Patriots were going to go 11-6, and people thought I was done. But I don't care about the whole easy schedule argument. I think it's stupid. You're still professional football playing against other professional athletes, and you still have to go out there and win. No game is easy to win in this league. That's my personal opinion. And I think you got to give them credit in that regard. Like, there's like no game is easy to win in this league, and they're undefeated on the road. So what does that tell you?
Thanks for the call, Tyler. Mm-hmm. That's a great question, Fitzy. What does that
thing
tell
us? An easy win in the NFL, even if it is against the Jets.
What does it tell us that the Patriots did finish the year 8-0 on the road and yet have 3 losses at home, and we're hoping they secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs? How does that all make sense? What does an 8-0 road record mean? We'll answer that question and take your phone call, 617-779-7937, as WEEI Afternoons continues.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
You had that play in the first half. Mossed, I believe, is the term. You mossed the DB. Take me through that one.
Drake just giving me a chance, man. We've been building some chemistry out this season, and the trust is getting there. So I just try to make the plays that come to me, and that's it.
You talk about Drake. I just heard some MVP chants. What do you say about him? Did you know what you had in this quarterback when you came here?
No, I did not. You know what I'm saying? He surprised all of us. I knew he was going to be good, but I didn't know he was going to be this good. I'm just super proud of him. He approached this game in the right way, man, and I look forward to seeing more of him.
All right, so get off our back. We didn't know Drake May would be this good. We didn't know the Patriots would be this good. Neither did their number one wide receiver when he came here. Thanks for the honesty, Steph Diggs.
It's refreshing, actually.
It is refreshing, and hopefully he found Cardi B when he was searching her out post-game. Couldn't find her at MetLife. She was still up, I think, with Robert Kraft in the owner's suite. And if I saw correctly online, Cardi B and Steph Diggs have purchased a new $2-plus million home in, I believe, Easton, Massachusetts.
How about that? Huh. There you go. It's the place to be.
Doesn't sound like he's planning on being a one and done. Sounds like Steph Diggs could be in this for the long haul with his MVP caliber quarterback. He screwed it up once in Buffalo. He's not going to screw this up again. So this is a marriage. Yes, Dan Ball.
Do you see this being a multi-year thing?
Well, I didn't until he bought a home. And I know he can sell the home, whatever, or they can just not
but
sell the home.
You did not see it being. You saw it being a one and done and a possible, I guess you'd consider it to be an upgrade?
Yes, but now I think my dream scenario is a possibility that he's quite comfortable if you get A.J. Brown, if you get Justin Jefferson, if you get, we're dreaming here, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase. If you go get another number one receiver, I think Steph Diggs is like, yeah, I want to be here.
There's no house in Connecticut.
There isn't, but there's one in Easton, apparently, Tom. But no, Fitzy, I have changed on this. I didn't know if Steph Diggs was ready to be like the complimentary 1B or whatever you want to call it. I now think he's all in on Drake May, Mike Vrabel, and the Patriot experience.
How come everybody was so down on Steph Diggs? Was it just that
he was
knee?
Old, he had baggage, he was hurt? Where do you want me to end?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the primary reason why you and many other alike were
old and hurt? Old and hurt, because you could argue that.
Because I still think he always had that edge about him that would prevent him from, like, and I know I'm susceptible, like so many others are, to IG hype videos.
Oh, yeah, you saw those in Europe. You loved those. Ted didn't.
They looked amazing, but he's backed it up. Could he be the best living example of somebody who put out workout tapes And then, like, instead of coming back and being like, oh, you're really just a glorified Mohamed Sanu, like, dude backed it up.
Yeah, he's definitely better than Sanu and some of the other ones. Ezekiel Elliott, like, okay, you were fine. N'Keal Harry, anybody who worked with the Footwork King at any point in his tenure as the Footwork King, he's definitely up there. Like, his videos, his hype videos, and then the way he paid it off. He paid it off from day one, and I know it's not, like, the craziest. He's not a 2,000-yard receiver, but no PUP. On the field immediately, making big plays in what some people still believe is the biggest game of the year at Buffalo to establish this team as who they are and helping to establish Drake May. Because you notice there's a theme. There's plenty of those. Like, you go back to that Buffalo. What's the craziest throw and catch this year? Oh, he rolls out. He throws down. Oh, Steph Diggs. Oh, what was the craziest throw and catch this week? Oh, well, Diggs just mossed a guy when Drake May threw it up to him. He's been a factor in the development and awesomeness, or whatever you want to call it, of Drake May. And he's done that before, and he continues to show that he can do it. Dan Ball?
You've kind of seen two different safety blankets develop for Drake this season. It's Mac Hollins is kind of your drive starter, first and second down, get a chunk play, move the sticks, all that kind of thing. But when it's third or fourth down, when it's a bigger play, when he's under pressure, when he's rolling out, that ball's going to Stephon Diggs.
Yep.
And it's been unbelievable to see how quickly that's developed.
Absolutely. 617-779-7937. This looks like a great phone call based on the subject line. Let's go to Brian and Bill Ricca. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How's it going? I just had a thought that I wanted to put out there between who's the most important on slash off the field. And with the way that the NFL is today, I don't believe it's the head coach or the quarterback. I believe it's the guy who's drawing up the scheme for the offense, and I want to go offensive coordinator. And I just want to hear you guys' thoughts on that.
Good, buddy. How you doing?
Thanks for the call, Brian. Hey, Josh, how you doing? Another impressive game plan. You were in your bag again, bud. That's an interesting question because we are talking about Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, who, yes, he's the head coach, but he's also the play caller, the offensive coordinator, architect, whatever you want to call it. And we're also talking about the year five jump from Trevor Lawrence. I believe it's year five.
Close enough.
You know, generational talent who wasn't a generational talent who now might be back to being a generational talent because of Mr. Duval, Liam Cohen.
Now, Mass, isn't he? He's a New England native, right? Is he a roadie guy or a Mass guy?
He went to UMass. He was a quarterback at UMass Amherst. I think he's from Rhode Island. That actually rings a bell.
I think he is as well. So we take a little regional pride in that.
But has offensive coordinator become the most important job in the National Football League?
It's pretty damn important. Look at this. Like, you three teams that have had double-digit turnarounds and victories, all with guys that were off, like, with offensive coordinator. We'll see. It's pretty damn important because Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson have made it seem awful sexy to go from calling somebody else's plays to calling your own with a quarterback who's generational talent-ish.
And I'll throw in Sean McVay, who year after year, the Rams are good, and he is the premier offensive architect, play caller.
And Kyle Shanahan. I mean, look. Nobody wanted Brock Purdy. Nobody. He was literally the last guy drafted. Last night, he looked like the best quarterback in the NFL with his footwork, timeliness, the throws. Hey, listen, I was more impressed with his performance that he shook off the first pass pick six and then went on to have the game of his life after that.
Let's squeeze in one more phone call here. Let's go to Rob in Swampscott. What's up, Rob?
Hi, fellas. How's your rainy Monday doing?
Awesome.
So, listen, I think it was your producer who mentioned that May's two binkies are Diggs and Mac Hollins. But are we all forgetting about Hunter Henry, who seems to be the go-to guy on any down, not just first, not just third? We'll throw to Hunter Henry anytime, anywhere.
Thanks for the call, Rob. I was actually thinking that same thing, that Hunter Henry is also in that security blanket conversation. We'll touch on that and more in the coming hours here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, it is 3 o'clock. We will have our three-point stances, and we are awaiting the arrival of both Marcus Jones and Drake May. All that and more in the next 3 hours here on WEEI Afternoons.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system, It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.